Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, of course, was Easter. Happy Easter to everybody.
Happy Easter.
They have the Easter egg roll at the White House today.
I don't know. You tell me.
I just did.
I thought you were asking.
Easter egg roll at the White House today.
I thought you were asking a question. Did you get in your church yesterday?
I did not. I did get in a two-hour nap.
Yeah, I did not go to church. My wife wanted to, but didn't make it.
No, we made it. We did that. We did a little thing at the in-laws, and we had family over. But family didn't leave until like 9, 9:30. God bless them. I love them. Because, you know, I guess, is it statewide that kids are off today?
At least in Montgomery County, they're off.
I think in Prince George's County, I think it's statewide. Maybe it's something that Hogan said or something. It's like a mandatory day off. I don't even know why. I actually heard a relative of mine complaining about it. And I was like, really?
My kids are off.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's just statewide. I think it's...
It was like a teacher. A teacher relative complaining. I was like, I thought all teachers love all days off.
Well, maybe she has to go in as a teacher work day.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know why she'd be complaining.
Probably not size for Hogan. That's my guess. No. But, yeah, so family stayed over till 9, 9:30, whatever. And then finally, I was like, I got to go to bed.
You had to tell them, hey.
You guys can do whatever you want. I got to go to bed.
Right, it's checking out.
Plus, you know, my wife had commented how well I slept, like, for the last 7 or 8 days.
It's nice when you have a bunch of days off in a row.
When you
get a nice
rhythm. To get up.
Yeah.
There is something subconscious that it's more difficult to sleep. You know, when you get up. Anybody that works, when you have to work the next morning,
when
it's
you
a little,
know you have to get up,
it's
there's
just,
an anxiety.
You just don't sleep as well. You wake up more. And, of course, last night I woke up a bunch. But before I went to bed, I see this tweet from Kevin, and JP tells me it's an old tweet. Maybe it was. But I saw
he might have retweeted it. I just was aware. I saw that you'd retweeted, and I was aware a couple weeks ago of that little anecdote.
Now, I wasn't. So Kevin tweets last night, and maybe he had a couple weeks ago, that when he sat down, and I'm sure he did interview Spielberg for Ready Player One a couple weeks ago because, you know, he does those interviews before the movies come out.
One of his most predictable reviews ever. You knew that he was going to give it a 5 out of 5
so,
a month ago.
I don't know anything about the dumb movie. People seem to love it. I know Kevin does.
Drab saw it.
He loved it.
Did you like it, Kev? Or Drabby?
Mediocre.
Mediocre.
Yeah,
okay.
We kind of knew that, right?
Great visuals. Just no story.
Right.
You don't care about the characters.
So Kevin apparently...
And Kevin loves those type of movies.
Well, he loves Spielberg. Like, he's going to love The Rock. He loves Spielberg. You know, whatever.
Can you imagine if Spielberg directed a movie starring The Rock?
He'd have to give it 100 stars.
And The Rock's next movie looks like garbage.
They all look like garbage to me. But
Is that the one where there's like a big earthquake or the world's falling apart? And
it's called Rampage.
It's like a King Kong knockoff.
King Kong and big dinosaurs.
Jason, you're thinking of the one called Skyscraper.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking
He's got two bad movies coming out.
Yeah.
Skyscraper looks like Die Hard.
I guarantee
has potential.
Rampage
looks awful.
Mark this, April 2nd, 626, when those two movies come out, they'll get a 3, and Kevin's going to say, it's one of those films you can turn your brain off and have fun with and watch.
And he'll give it a 4 or 4.5.
No, he'll give it a 3.
He'll give it minimum 3.5 since The Rock's in it.
Yeah. It's one of those fun movies you can just sit there and turn your brain off and enjoy.
All right, he uses that line all the time. So this first I see this tweet, and Kevin does retweet himself a million times. So, you know, maybe it's an anecdote he had already tweeted.
I would never know.
But listen to this. So we all know how much Kevin idolizes Steven Spielberg, and he did the movie for him. He's interviewed him 7 or 8 times or whatever. Kevin apparently at the end of the movie, and we break his balls, and no one breaks his balls more than I do, but I do like the kid. Genuinely like the kid. He said that as the interview ended, he went to Spielberg, and I could totally see him saying this. I feel like Ready Player One was made for me. Uh-huh. Like, that's right up my alley. You know, you can see Kevin doing it, right? Uh-huh. Spielberg allegedly, and I believe him, told Kevin, it's funny you say that because as we were filming certain scenes of the movie, I was thinking what your reaction to those scenes would be.
Specifically to Kevin.
Yes! How insane and nuts
so
is that?
So they're buddies. Idol, they're basically buddies.
His idol is telling him while they're filming the movie, there are certain scenes he's going, I wonder what that kid Kevin McCarthy's going to think of this one. Now, you could say, you could be cynical and say, oh, he says that to all the filmmakers, or he's just making small talk. And that's possible.
It's possible, but what if he wasn't?
I think he was saying it metaphorically, though.
Maybe
like you, meaning that type of person.
Like
you,
movie nerds.
The audience.
You can think
you,
that.
You, Kevin McCarthy.
I'm taking it as he was thinking of Kevin. Kevin's developed this rapport with him over 10 years of interviewing him. And to me, I just really felt proud for the kid, and that was a really cool moment.
Guess we'll never know.
You'll never
know. But the fact that he said it.
The fact that
I mean,
he said
obviously established some sort of relationship with him.
He's interviewed him 8 or 9 times.
Yeah.
They have bond on
although
some level.
Kevin's afraid to ask him about the DVD which he sent him of
Bump. He got notes. He got notes through a third party.
Right.
He got enough.
Yeah. But we felt like he should do a follow-up at some point.
What are you going to do? The notes he must have gotten must not have been that great.
Right.
So no need to revisit it. Anyway, I thought that was really cool for Kevin, and no one breaks his balls more than I do, but I just can't imagine sitting there talking to someone that I idolize. Like, it'd be like me talking to Jordan or something,
mm-hmm.
and Jordan saying, yeah, I really wondered what you thought of that 63-point game performance, you know, against the Celtics. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just bizarre.
About
I mean, how
movie
cool
draft,
is that for Kevin?
I totally expected that type of response, even though Kevin gave it a 5 out of 5, his first 5 out of 5 of the year. I figured the movie was, and I don't know if you saw Avatar, which a
yes,
lot of people raved about Avatar.
I walked down on Avatar.
But I just had no interest in Ready Player One.
Well, I told Kevin that on Friday. I mean, he was just raving about this film. And I said, Kevin, I mean, I know you're raving about it. You're going to give it a 5, but I just can't get into it.
Right, I'd rather see 3 billboards the last 10 minutes, which I didn't see.
I mean, I just knew I wouldn't like that type of movie.
I
knew Drab wouldn't really like it either.
It's just divisive, I think, because it's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. So I think some critics obviously like it.
Does that mean 51 or is it like...
No, it's in the 70s, but either they really like it like Kevin or they think it's awful.
Hoop.
Yeah.
But again, I'm with Kevin. He has reemphasized this. I like Rotten Tomatoes, but you can barely like a movie and it's fresh. And if everybody barely likes a movie, everybody gives it, you know, 3.5, it would have 100%.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd
still
say
means,
best movie ever.
Yeah, well, it still means that people overall liked it.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
It's
I mean, when I just
a special
it's an eyeball
movie.
Test for me.
It's a special effects movie.
But it's an eyeball test based on the trailers. I mean, if I go to Rotten Tomatoes and the movie seems cool based on the trailers and it says 87%, then that reinforces it. But
I think the reason a lot of people didn't like it
test.
Is it was the book was really well received, and I think it's nothing like the book. And so it pissed
yeah.
a lot of people off. Which sounds hack to say, but
I think the last
and
movie
Kevin said that if I went to see it and I didn't like it, he would pay me back.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm
but still not worth the time.
I'm still not going to go see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you don't think it's up your alley, why would you waste 2 hours?
No,
wait for
not.
His dumb $11.
Have you taken up? You actually see probably the most movies of the junkies. Have you taken up the recommendation to do MoviePass?
No, I have not.
It seems like a smart play if you're going out to see a lot of movies. It's $10 a month. Is that what it is?
It's
unlimited
$10
amount
a month,
of movies.
Unlimited, yeah. I still don't feel like I see enough movies to make it worthwhile.
He basically goes once or twice a month for $5 Tuesday, so it's right around 10.
Yeah.
So if you
no, you're right. It's
yeah, but if he goes with his wife or...
Yeah, but she'd be $10 for her, too.
I don't feel like it's worth it. I mean, maybe it is, but I don't think I see two movies a month.
Yeah. I don't. I think in the last calendar
year... In fact, there's no way I see two movies a month.
I think I've seen Molly's Game, and that's it. I can't remember, other than Molly's Game, what else I've seen.
Well, my movie going has gone way down since the baby. It's just the reality of the situation. That's the way it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You just go out as less. Because
well,
unlike
I,
you, you
I'm
go to
interested.
Movies by yourself.
I mean, I was trying to think of something.
I generally
right now, would
besides,
go out to movies with my wife.
What's out right now besides Ready Player One what, that I would possibly want to see?
Black Panther.
Not interested. Was it stupid superhero?
Well, Chappaquiddick's coming out soon. It's what? Something that you kind of...
Maybe.
I mean, what was the movie you saw that you liked about...
JFK.
No, like, no. Recently.
Molly's Game.
About the Washington Post. It was Washington.
Oh, I did that. That's right. I did see that one. I like that one.
Right, and that was based in, what was that, set in the 60s or whatever?
It was about the Pentagon Papers.
Pentagon, yeah. I mean, this is similar. I mean, it had a true story. I mean,
yeah,
it might be something you'll
like. Chappaquiddick might be something I'd be interested in. Sure.
What else? Quiet Place is
coming out.
What's Game Night? I have some intrigue, but I might get scared.
I think the Quiet Place
is a comedy.
Quiet Place. Yeah.
That looks really good.
I don't know that it's a comedy.
Quiet Place is coming out. That's Emily Blunt. No,
that's not your type of movie.
Which one?
It's essentially a horror.
It's a horror movie.
Oh, I'm not going to see a horror movie. That's zero.
What about Red Sparrow?
What's that one about?
That has Jennifer Lawrence, and she's kind of like a KGB seductress.
But didn't I get really poopy reviews?
Yeah, I got lukewarm, yeah.
That looks like the movie version.
You want to talk about killing a rainy day.
Of The Americans, which, by the way, this season of Homeland has The Americans aspects to it.
Did you watch the premiere of Americans?
I did not, but I did watch Homeland last night.
It looks like it's going to be a good season.
Did you watch Homeland?
Not last night.
That's right. You're Mondays. On Mondays, he watches like five shows.
No, I watched two. I watched Walking Dead and Homeland. But
we used to say Walking Dead, Homeland, The Chi.
It's not The Chi. It's The Shy. But it's not Chicago. That's over.
Oh, okay.
That's over. Series finale was last
night. And then you got McMafia.
McMafia's on Monday nights.
Gotcha.
You guys don't watch. At least I watch some of the cheesy stuff. Cakes might check out some of it. Have you seen 5 seconds of the new version of American Idol? 5 seconds of it. Have you seen?
5 seconds?
New version.
Here's the 5 seconds I watched. Here's the 5 seconds I watched. They had the guy from The Bachelor doing some sort of intro. I was just flipping through the channels.
I didn't see that.
And the guy from The Bachelor was doing something. I was like, what are they doing?
I watched maybe 10 minutes of it. I used to like the original
rendition.
Whoever
that host is.
And Katy Perry's the worst.
Why?
Her personality state.
Okay, but she's hot. Oh, come on.
She's
not anymore.
Sure, but with the short hair, she's not as hot as she used to be. Listen.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Okay, fine. She's boring.
Okay, I'm a little bit of personality, but she's beautiful.
Luke Bryan's okay, but he's freaking
boring.
Luke Bryan.
Yeah, really, I can see him being boring.
I mean, he's kind of, whatever. Nice guy, but boring. Lionel Richie's like the one like star, and he's hard to look at with all the plastic surgery.
Can you explain?
And the production of it's weird now because it's on ABC or whatever it is.
Because I watched, I probably gave it 5 minutes yesterday or last night. Can you explain the solo bit that they're doing?
Because I've only watched 10 minutes of it, so I don't know what you're talking about.
There's no one in the audience, so they're singing a song basically for the judges.
Oh, this is where they whittled it down to 50, right?
I guess. But they're... It's like a stage before going to Hollywood. It's weird.
Right.
And by the way, have you noticed they're really trying to put over country stars?
No. I've watched 10 minutes. Totally.
I saw four different people. One was some 17-year-old high school student who sang like a pop song. And then the next three people were country artists or aspiring country artists.
Well, I think it's easier to put over country will support whoever they put through.
What was the reason you really got hooked on it?
Simon made it interesting.
Okay, it was only Simon because who was it?
I also like this. I also like to see like people come out of nowhere and become a star,
but,
like Kelly Clarkson.
But you're just talking
cool.
about the judges. Who were the judges of the original judges?
We had Randy
Simon,
Jackson, you had
Randy
Paula,
Jackson,
and you had Simon. But Simon was the reason why you watched.
Randy Jackson was boring, and Paula said nothing.
Correct.
You only watched Simon. Yeah.
Simon was what made it interesting.
Has there been a judge since Simon that's made you want to watch?
No, really, since he's left, that's when the show went in the toilet.
Yeah.
It's very true. But it's just amazing.
But his follow-up show didn't do that well.
What?
His follow-up show.
X Factor. No.
Yeah.
There was a certain juice he had. Look, it's the chemistry he had with those guys and the Seacrest or whatever.
It was new, and then he got mimicked. And it's
but it did
been
it for years.
Yeah.
No, but it did it for years. It was successful. It was a monster. But it ran its course, and they tried to bring it back. And it's I don't know what the ratings are. Maybe they're great.
People probably
Maybe
still
it's like Roseanne. But it's poop. I couldn't believe how uninteresting it was.
I think they had 8 million viewers.
Oh.
Which it was like a,
they
like a one point. It was like a 1.6 share.
And they brought Roseanne and John Goodman back from the dead.
Would they get 15
and they
or 20 million
numbers.
Before?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Well, The Voice.
Back in the day, they'd get 30 million. Back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I think just people are tired of it.
Nothing gets that anymore.
People are just tired
Correct.
Of it.
I watched Roseanne, by the way. It was all right.
I didn't watch the original. I have zero interest. I didn't watch the original
it
either.
It was so cheesy.
What do I watch those hillbillies
the canned
for?
Laughter.
I care less.
Yeah, it was.
If I want to see those guys, I go hang out with Valdez family.
I mean, they got somebody on the laugh track button every 8 seconds. Every day.
I watched one segment of it.
I just go hang out with the Myers if I want to watch Roseanne.
The thing that I told Drabby this, the thing that kind of broke, that stuck out to me was John Goodman's toes, how awful they were.
They're banged up, yeah.
I mean, his toes were like this.
I saw something on social media about it. What's wrong with his toes? They were exposed on the show?
The very first scene, like, he's in bed with Roseanne.
And she's goofing on his feet?
And no, I was.
Oh, she didn't make reference to it?
No, of course not. It's just something that stuck out to the
camera
shot.
Something that went viral, though, because people were talking about his toes.
Awful.
Yeah. They re-aired it last night. I watched part of it. I didn't see the toe scene. I think I jumped in at the 20-minute mark both times.
Yeah.
So I saw the last 10 minutes of an episode.
Well, thank God there's sports on TV, because I wouldn't even watch it.
Thank God. It's Masters Week. Play that music. You're going to play it my friggin' wake. I can't wait.
I'm really
excited. We need cakes here this week.
I can move over there press the button.
I'll just press the button. Just put it up on the right thing and I'll just hit play.
Okay, I'll just cue it up.
Hey, Drabby, I've got an issue.
What?
All right. Thursday, we're doing the show from Nats Park on the field.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be 40 degrees.
Well, bundle up.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, why can't we do it like from the press box? Why would we
Because
do it
it's not just us. There's like
I understand, but
media, they're making a huge deal of it, will be on the field.
It's so dumb.
I mean, it's going to be 40. It's going to be miserable.
We'll be previewing the first group of the Masters from the third baseline.
Oh, we'll definitely talk Masters.
I'm thinking I might get legit food poisoning
right
on Thursday.
Yeah, me too.
That's a rough one. I love the Nats. It just seems silly to be on the field at 6 a.m.
Let's go eat some raw meat today for lunch.
You want to go out to the raw burger?
Yeah. Jason, maybe they'll cancel it. I don't know.
I mean, 40 degrees is a joke.
Just for the press box. Because I wouldn't even think they would have to do anything extra.
How many are you going to fit 20 radio stations in a press box?
No. All the other losers.
We don't care about the other radio stations.
Yeah, all the losers that want to be on the field.
I care about one. I care about one show.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be on TV. I don't think they're going to want
to. What do you mean it's going to be on TV?
This show's on TV.
NBC Sports Washington?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got cameras in here.
That's true.
We don't need to bring cameras out to Nats Park.
How about we do it here? We all wear Nats gear. That's a great idea.
Complaining has begun. Unbelievable.
That's a great idea.
Just wear a jacket. That simple. You wear a jacket.
Oh, you're going to be complaining too, my friend. You can't just wear a jacket.
I'll bet you a dollar I don't complain.
Five hours and 40 degrees.
JP would do the show from Nuclear Holocaust. He didn't care. It's, you know. You and I are honest with our feelings. He just doesn't care.
Well, how about this? Wednesday night, it's going to rain and it's going to be windy and it's going to be 34 on Wednesday. It might even be colder than 40.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at the Thursday low.
Well, here's
the Wednesday low is going to be 34.
I'll wear a scarf and a big like North Face jacket and a hood and barely see my eye. It'll be like I'm wearing a, what do you call those things that like an Afghani would wear or something? That's what,
a burqa?
Something.
Yeah, I'm just going to wear a ski mask.
Yeah.
You won't even see me.
You see my eyeballs.
Yeah.
There you go. Just make sure it's Nats red.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to wear a ski mask. You'll see my mouth and my eyes.
That'll be good.
That'll be how we protest.
Well, look, I'm going to be cold.
The
people who are telling us to go out there, they're not going to be outside. They're going to be inside.
They're going to be watching from home.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Saturday night, Cakes and I had this appearance at MGM National Harbor, which truly is Cakes' home away from home. I believe he's got the Cakes Classic coming up on Wednesday night. That would be the third Cakes Classic. And unlike the last time, even if he plays for hours and hours and finishes on the bubble and doesn't win, he doesn't have to wake up. Because
the last time
he did that, that's a tough spot because he's doing it the first Wednesday of every month, the Cakes Classic. They play poker.
The hotel.
And
so silly.
He played until 1 in the morning. Even if he stays at the hotel or he stays over at Homewood Suites, he's going to get maximum maximum 4 hours of sleep. But he has the Cakes Classic coming up this Wednesday. So we had the appearance at 5 o'clock. The game started around 6:30, I would say.
Yeah, 6:10, something like that.
Seemed like we were hanging out there for a while. And when I arrived, first of all, we've said this for a while, MGM, they're printing money. MGM National Harbor. It took me almost 10 minutes to find a parking space in the garage. Going through multiple levels. I don't know if those green arrows are accurate. You know how the green arrow is supposed to tell you the number of spots left? So you'd follow a green arrow and say there's four spots, and then I'd go down the entire
row. Yeah, but that's like finding a needle in a haystack.
And there's nothing.
If it says four, go to the next level.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it took like 10 minutes to park. So I get there, and Cakes was already there, sitting down, and there was Rom, one of our listeners, David, who comes out to a lot of events. And Rom, some of his buddies came by, and I brought Dylan, because Dylan's into the tournament, and he actually wanted to go. Sometimes he would just stay home with Jess and his sister and just chill, but he wanted to come out to MGM National Harbor and watch the games at the sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thank our listeners. So many came by just to say hello. It really was an impressive turnout. Met a lot of people that listened to the show for many, many years. Was awesome. But Rom had a big, I don't know if it was a Guinness, but it was a dark beer, and it appeared to be like a 60-ounce beer. And he was kind of nursing it throughout. But my son actually at one point goes, because he was being so obnoxious, is he drunk? And Rom, of course, came over and he said, no, I'm not drunk. But he was definitely buzzing. And later on, he was so drunk. And it's hard to explain what Rom does, but he just interjects himself into every conversation.
He's just obnoxious.
So two listeners come over. I'm sitting on one side of the table. We're at a table, about 10 people. Cakes is on the other side. Two listeners come up to Cakes, see them talking, and then Rom will get out of his chair and insert himself in that conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm not even there. I don't know what's going on, but you know, he, of course, is wearing his Rom Nats jersey.
Mm-hmm. Junkies.
And then, yeah. And throughout, he has his buddy who's wearing a Marshall High School wrestling shirt. So they went to high school together. He has like a high school wrestling shirt. He goes, look, JP, he's making it all about his high school wrestling. And I'm thinking, you're wearing a Junkies jersey. The irony of him calling out somebody for wearing his high school shirt, he's wearing a Junkies jersey. But at one point, my son says, what went wrong for him? He's 11 years old, and he figured it out. He said, what went wrong for him?
Mr. Bickle, you want to answer that?
I don't know that I know the answer to that. I don't want to think. He's a spoiled kid, got a lot of attention.
You're giving him what he wants right now. Yeah.
Understood.
All right. Yeah.
But it was a good time, good turnout. But Rom made an ass of himself, and I'm sure he lost a bunch of money.
Why are you looking at me, Drabby? Is Rom on the line?
Yeah.
How is he inappropriate besides just causing a commotion?
Well, he does
did he
stuff
like did he say?
I mean, again, my 11-year-old son's there, and he goes, "He, it's his same stuff. Like he's like, look at that bulge. Look at the bulge.
He's inappropriate.
So
it was with my kids at the Nats game, and his pants are falling down.
He's showing my daughter's ass crack. I have a very average bulge. Okay, there's no bulge. I'm wearing jeans, and he's calling out my bulge. My son's right there.
RevTown has bulge enhancement.
Could you tell that other people in the room were annoyed by him as well? Was it just your son?
Well,
the problem
is annoyed / amused.
The problem is he amuses other people that only see it once in their life.
Right. If other people laugh at him,
they only see it once in their life, so they think it's amusing.
Right.
But when you see it every time you ever see him, it's not amusing. It's old and boring. Let's go to Rom. Rom.
I think the junks went wrong with me. That's the answer to the question earlier.
Well, it's your own fault.
So you're telling me you never acted like that before you met us?
I don't think I was this bad. I'll be honest.
Do you realize at the end of the day, at the end of the night, the next morning?
Oops, I did it again.
Or does it bother you?
I wake up every morning and regret what's the stupid shtick that I do. And I'm like, Dad, I did it again. Like, what's her name? That saw, oops, I did it again.
Well, it's because you drink. If you don't drink, you're not
you
as bad.
You have a problem with alcohol. I've told you
I don't
that many
know
times.
How your friends, Justin and your buddies, how they tolerate you.
He doesn't have that many friends. You got
I've
one
met
or
those
two.
Guys. They've come over to my house
one
a couple times for the pay-per-view.
One or two. One or two that still hold on.
Well, they get sliced for the ADs for the drunks. That's when they became our friends again.
They became your friends again.
That's probably true.
They came out of the woodwork once I became a celeb. Kind of like when you win the lottery and you get all these friends out of the woodwork.
Right.
So I got a couple friends out of the woodwork from the junks.
Right, right.
Well, I mean, these are all high school buddies.
Or this is your lot in life?
Well, I got home, lost more money again. It's like drinking, poker, lose money, come home. Sorry, Marina. And Marina's at her wit's end. So.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to leave you.
You've told us that a million times.
Yeah, I know, but this is, I mean, with the ICPD fiasco, I mean, we're like,
How much have you lost on that so far?
I mean, well, the problem is the day trading on top of it is what's kind of screwed everything up.
What's your net losses on it?
Just on ICPD?
Right now, we're just on ICPD right now, it's $150,000, but...
$150,000.
Yeah, but the next time, look, I'm Rom forming at this point. The next time I call in, it's going to be when ICPT's a couple $100.
Yeah.
And well, I'm going to be a Rom millionaire.
That's not going
to
happen.
Why don't you tell the guys what I honestly told you need to do?
Rehab. I talked to her about it. I think that might be something if things don't change.
He needs a sabbatical from work.
Yeah.
And he needs full rehab.
Really?
He needs to go for alcohol abuse, for
gambling addiction.
Yeah. And
he
for food
to do
addiction,
Johnny Manziel.
He's addicted to terrible food, alcohol and gambling. He's got a terrible life. Well, he's got a dad.
He's absolutely addicted to those things.
Like, my son's sitting there within a half hour, he's giving him a lecture about what ADs are. Do you think my 11-year-old son knows what attention dollars are?
Well, those don't even exist.
That's what I need. I need AD rehab.
That does sound kind
of
funny.
What I'll say is a bunch of listeners came up to Dylan, and this I was amazed how many people heard the segment on Friday where Dylan beat AWOD again.
Right.
And so one guy actually asked for Dylan's autograph. And, of course, then Rom's got to insert himself in there and say, you're loving the ADs you got. My son's like, what?
But
he answered a couple of college basketball questions on Friday. And he's, oh, you're getting so many ADs. You got ADs on TV, and now you're getting ADs at MGM.
Rom, when
I need AD rehab.
Rom, when you're not drinking, you're still kind of annoying, but you're fine. You're tolerable.
A little bit more palatable, yeah. Tolerable.
No, the booze definitely puts the annoyance on the steroids
for sure.
Because
you're an alcoholic. You can't control your alcohol.
Because then he starts doing shtick like he took, I think, Cakes' leftover beer, which was not a dark beer. And then if he was drinking Guinness, I don't know what it was, he has this dark beer in this huge glass.
Well, he usually drinks Long Island.
But he just he combined them. Who combines a Guinness and a Miller Lite?
Well, he's an idiot.
Cakes wouldn't allow me because our tab was only $150, so the beers were cheaper to get to where I needed to get.
And he kept saying it's our tab. You know, like the whole...
Yeah.
It just,
yeah.
Well, no, listen, and the problem is that the problem is also...
And I heard, you know, Cakes at one point left for the poker table, shocker, and Dylan and I, like, stayed there for a little while, and everybody went to the poker table. I heard you were making a commotion at the poker room.
Well, the poker room, the table is literally, I'm converting real cash to ADs, because the entire table just loves me. And I'm just,
How much did you lose?
Right.
2K at a 1-3.
2K at a 1-3. You know how hard it is to lose $2,000 at a 1-3 poker game?
But he's willing to do that because he loves the
attention. How quickly did you lose?
It's a currency conversion.
How quickly did you lose the 2K at a 1-3 poker game? How quickly?
Well, this is the way I play. You know, EB, I do get a couple of bad beats in there to build my stack. And then
How quickly does it disintegrate, though? After you bad beat one or two kids, how quickly does it disintegrate?
Took about 2 hours.
2 hours to lose $2,000.
Yeah.
But how bad do you feel the next day when you lose all that money?
That's kind of when the reality. You know what? If it was me alone, I wouldn't care because I'm just scooping AD pots. But my wife doesn't care. Couldn't care less about ADs. So I'm trying to be responsible.
Right,
and when the soberness
she's
goes up,
somewhat normal.
Right, you're just blowing your future.
Yeah, I mean, she's talking about how are kids going to go to college. I'm like, ICPT. Kids, when we potentially do that one day.
Oh my God.
If you have kids, your kids are going, you're going to be dead. Your kids will be, you'll be dead by their 10, by the time they're 10.
Do you realize that you should filter your discussions about like banging your wife and Rom squatting?
Oh, no, don't say that. I didn't talk about that last night. Just don't say that. I think my wife's going to potentially hear this. I don't want her to hear me talking. I didn't say anything that bad. I didn't disrespect her, did I?
Not that bad. My son's there, and you're talking about bulges and banging your wife.
Yeah, why would you do that? Bulges?
Well, why do you wear jeans that are so tight?
They fit. Your jeans fall off you.
You're wearing Cakes' clothes.
Yes.
I know. I need a new replenishment, by the way. The Cakes stuff is getting old.
Jeans. When were they in? I know I'm not stylish, but Carpenter jeans.
Cakes is clothes. They don't fit him.
Right.
Look, when you're on an AD high, you don't think about, you lose fact of, there's a kid there. I understand that. I apologize for Dylan having to deal with that, but the AD high kind of is overpowering. You guys don't get it. You've never done heroin.
He won't get off the AD. Thing.
When he sees a listener, I'm telling you.
I do need to get off the AD.
Listeners come up to
us. Yes, you do.
Say they're fans of the show. He gets out of his chair. He'll run 15 yards over, and then he'll just start screaming.
We've created this currency, attention dollars.
Yes.
What is the real world term for what he's doing? Like, what would a psychologist?
He craves attention. He's jealous,
dude. Like, Twitter is one big AD crypto ADs. Okay, the whole world is moving on ADs. You guys are just slow to the game. I'm just a little bit more emphatic about it, and so it causes me issues. More people, the world, but the world moves on ADs. I mean, you do ADs when you do a tweet that says Bryce. What are you doing?
Yes,
hey, look at me, guys.
Attention.
I'm watching the game.
You are correct, technically.
I don't know if it's craving. I'm watching the game. What I'm doing.
But he's not.
Not craving attention.
The point is, you don't have
to. But you're
not just connecting with people.
But you're not annoying people, though.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's a little different.
I think it's completely
no. Well, that's
different.
Why I'm an extreme. That's why I'm an ADHolic, and then I need ADs in moderation. Most people can do it in moderation.
The promo guy is Carlos, who apparently has been here for 6 years. I was unaware. So Carlos is a promo guy. He said it was his first appearance with Rom, and he just couldn't believe it.
Oh, really?
Because just Rom's, he's just inappropriate. It's hard to remember every little thing. A lot of them are just
the
like
last time he was with my family, we were at a Nats game, and his pants were falling down in front of my two daughters all night.
And I'm sure, he talks about
showing his crack.
Right. He talks
on
about
purpose,
his basically. Defense was, he goes, JP, I didn't say the word. I said junk. Like, my son can't track what junk is.
Of course.
Hey, you know, your son wouldn't hear that if he wasn't at a casino bar at 11 o'clock at night.
That's true.
That is true. It was only
10. That's some bad parenting on your part.
There were other kids there, and it was watching basketball.
Hey, he wants to watch college hoops.
You brought him to Rom's World.
I didn't know we were going to Rom's World.
All right.
Listen, by the way, EB, one last thing. Definitely.
Thank you. We're out of here.
All right, we're way back.
He's just got to go to rehab. If he goes to rehab, he's got a shot.
I do want to thank people again because it really was a good turnout. Met a lot of great listeners coming out to MGM National Harbor. Tap Sports Talk, great spot to watch all the games. Don't go anywhere.
You know, one of the reasons why I was out on Friday, so I was sick Tuesday through Thursday, got in way late Thursday night, well after midnight, at a different airport. But I previously scheduled to have Friday off because my son was scheduled to take his driving test. And he did, you know, of course he passed it and got his license. It's a different world, man. I told my son, JP, your daughter, does she have her license now?
Yeah.
I said, you got to bear with me, man. It's an adjustment for me as a parent because they just want to take that car now and just go wherever they want all the time.
Right.
And if they have a car.
Yeah. We have an extra old hoopty. Believe me, it's a hoopty.
It's stressful.
It is stressful.
Because she's very rarely driving.
Yeah. Well, you're in a good spot then. Because every 2 seconds, my kid is grabbing the keys and ready to just take off.
Well, I let my daughter drive to Tyson's. I was in the car. But I let her drive to Tyson's the other day, Saturday morning.
So that's about a 20-minute ride for you?
Yeah, yeah. She wanted to drive the Beltway by herself to go visit a friend. I said, yeah, we're going to compromise on this one. So we went to Tyson's to meet her. So her dad came over to Tyson's. We picked her up. But it was just – and toll road's fine because it's a straight shot. You know, there's no traffic. But once you get into Tyson's, all those traffic lights and people cutting you off, and right. It's stressful.
Well, think about this. He got his license on Friday. We had his school had a lacrosse trip in Virginia Beach for a few days. Mm-hmm. He come back. He wanted to drive to the beach the next day.
And you said?
I said – you had your license for like a day.
Yeah, that's just way too soon.
Let's just chill on that before we do the 3-hour beach drive.
Right.
We don't need that quite yet. And knock on wood, I think he's a good driver. Done tailgate.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Do you have the 360 app?
I don't have the
phone?
360, but we have Find My iPhone thing, so we know where he is.
So you can track
him. But he's good about
telling
me.
Does it have the map?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
He's good about telling me. That's the whole thing. My whole thing is with my kids, and again, this is all, we're just flying by the seat of our pants, I think. None of us are expert parents. We're just trying to do the best you can. My whole thing is just let us know where you're at. Let us know where you're at. If you're going over to someone's house, fine. If you're going to change location to go somewhere else, just say, hey, I'm heading over to so-and-so. I'm heading over to Steve's. I'm heading over to John's.
But they forget.
They forget.
That's why you get on the apps. You can track them.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, it's just stressful.
JP's laughing.
Teach their own. I don't go that far to track my kid.
Oh yeah, track them.
It's a great
thing. I know a lot of people do.
It's a great thing.
I can tell exactly where she's driving.
Well, as long as they tell you, and be honest with you, most of the kids aren't hiding anything.
She does. She tells me.
They just forget.
But I'd like to know exactly where they are.
Yeah. And listen,
track man.
Once you get to college, that's your world. That's what I feel like I did my job.
Valdez, I'm a track man.
They're going to go crazy when they get to college.
Probably.
Wait till they have
that freedom. My younger one's the one I'm worried about. She's a little bit more rebellious.
Likes to have fun.
Well, I mean, she's fine.
She's been hanging with the older sister.
Mm. That could be.
A lot of times it's the younger sibling that's a little bit more outrageous.
Well, the thing is now.
My brother got away with more than I did.
The thing is now with my kids is they're at my two teenagers that if they don't have school the next day, they want to spend the evening with their friends. So, like, we had family over for Easter until 9:30. They had plans for after. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just
I don't know. He's got to deal
but
with
as
it.
As long as they're doing well in school and they get good grades, they're good kids, you give them that flexibility. So as soon as you start in a toilet, all that stuff goes away.
Correct.
All the freedoms. I don't know. I don't know what no, that has to do with the entertainment page.
I totally agree.
That's what's going
yeah,
on in my
world.
Yeah,
how did we get
world.
On that?
I don't know. Just brought it up.
We're talking about, what were we talking about?
All right, oh, so driving. I want you to put this on the website, okay, on Facebook or whatever. I want you to put pictures of Martin Lawrence's Loudoun County home, which he apparently used to get away sometimes. I'm not even sure he was there more than a couple times a year.
He couldn't have been because he was always in L.A. doing shows and movies.
We'll get it up. Facebook.com/thejunks.
Get it up on the Junkies Facebook page. The pictures are spectacular. I mean, I wouldn't even know what you would do in this thing. It's like a hotel. It's a 22,538-square-foot home just outside of Percival. I've never been to Percival. I see those signs. You know, I come back from the beach or something.
Yeah, it's probably 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
I mean, I've got the address right here. It's 19290 Telegraph Springs Road. I mean, you can drive by it, Jason.
Absolutely. So, I mean, Middleburg has a lot of money.
It's put on the market.
Percival slash Middleburg, a lot
of money.
Isn't
this allegedly where, like, Robert De Niro has a home? Like Tom Cruise.
No, it's Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does. He definitely has one.
Doesn't Cruise have something out there, a property? I don't remember reading that. Will Smith, doesn't he allegedly have a property out there?
I had heard Will Smith.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of politicians.
Well, they were in Bad Boys together, so.
But right. Jason, it's one of those homes where, I mean, it's like something you'd see, you know, you don't believe really exists. It's got like an indoor pool that's.
It's got an indoor basketball
court. Like something
court.
That you would see at like, you know. A Four Seasons.
He's got a sweet ass hoop.
He's got a beautiful indoor basketball court. He's got. If I had FU money, I'd have a bowling alley in my basement. 100%, I'd have a 1 or 2 lane bowling alley. But you know, if I had FU money,
yeah.
He's got beautiful.
Oh, I would definitely have the hoop court.
The hoop court too. That's of course. That's a no.
You see, he has pictures of Jordan on his wall.
No, I did see that. Not surprised.
He has like a 23 stenciled on
Valdez's
it.
Valdez's bit, and it's funny because Valdez is just a kid, you know, from.
Pasadena
from the Dina, you know, with a boat on his driveway, chain link fence. He loves to Joan on the decorating in Martin Lawrence's. He's joning on the microwave. He's joning.
He has a microwave in his bedroom.
All right. Who has a wet bar in their bedroom? Nobody.
Exactly.
Right, okay, but he put one in
and
there.
And by the way,
so
it's
you're
not,
joning because
by the way, it's not a silly stainless steel microwave that you would see at.
But you understand, stainless steel is not silly.
I know, but he's got a Nubs Walmart white microwave on his wet bar.
Hey, he's PG County, man. Of course, you're from PG County. You have the same thing.
Right. Well, probably there was one occasion where he wishes that he had the microwave in the bedroom to heat something up, and so he just made the move.
Dude, so what's it on the market
plus
for?
Plus his house
eight
is so
and
big.
Eight and a half million.
The walk to the kitchen probably takes 10 minutes. That house is so big.
He has a black dishwasher. Not even stainless steel. What? That's so Nubs. And plus all his like refrigerators are stainless steel. He has mixed match appliances.
Is his fridge black too?
Is stainless steel
no.
that
no.
big a deal these days?
It's
mixed
match.
It's a black or a white one now.
It doesn't even match
Sears
his countertops. I'm paying $8.5 million for this 22,000 square foot property. I want my appliances to match.
He's obviously not married to Joanna Gaines.
It might mean something coming from anybody but Valdez.
Right.
He's got like cat scratches in his couch.
That's very true.
I was going to say. Nubs calling the Nubs.
How many pets do you have?
We actually, our cats got adopted. So we only have our dog.
You gave him away for adoption?
Yep.
How did you do that? Was that a big moment in the family?
Oh, so huge. We had
did you all cry?
Your life's better for it.
Oh, definitely better.
It was sad for a couple
Sounds
days.
Sounds like
but
a relief.
No, it was relief for you, relief. But I'm saying was Laura distraught?
She was sad for like, you know, 3-4 days.
And now is she sized?
Sized.
Really?
Yeah, we don't have hair everywhere. They're not scratching, meowing,
right.
Causing fights with Manny.
Right. Did you finally break the slump?
Have not.
Dude, I'm telling you, that marriage, shaky.
Marriage is Dunsky?
He hadn't hit skins in like 5 weeks.
It's not 5 weeks.
I think it is.
It might be 5 weeks.
I've been tracking. Because I come in and ask you every Monday. And you keep telling me it's going to be silly on Saturday. We had our Saturday routine.
Man, you guys are acting like you've been married 20 years.
Now he's working at the, he's working.
What's that, the golf thing going again?
Golf on weekends.
Yeah. But still, you think before he gets up, he told me.
How about during the day, during the week?
During the week?
Yeah, during the day.
It's not even a discussion during the week.
You
think he had 14 teenagers.
What time does she work?
I mean, she gets home like 6, 5:30, 6.
And then make a nice dinner. How about a little glass of wine?
How about have some candles ready to go?
How about a little Netflix and chilling?
Well, you got to take Manny out. Then come back, eat dinner.
So it's the pet.
Watch TV.
If you had no pet. Boom,
why don't you take Manny out before she arrives?
I do, but she likes taking Manny out too by herself.
She's well, not by herself. Not clamoring for it either.
He doesn't really care. He doesn't care.
Hey, Drabby, I think I'm on to something here.
I didn't agree with you weeks ago, but
we're going. This is a big slump. This is like an AWOD slump.
Especially because Valdez used to brag about how often he smashed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He did?
I did.
Yeah.
I wasn't really aware of that.
Maybe to you.
No,
to you.
He said every Saturday.
They had a Saturday thing.
That's not really bragging to me. Once a week.
Well, it was something. And plus, obviously, when they were first dating,
sure,
copulating all the time. But, you know, now, you know, they've been, how long have you guys have been married now?
Coming up on a year. On
not
April,
even a year.
April 29th.
Paper anniversary. Are you saving it up for the big day?
I feel for you. Yeah, are you saving it up for the big day?
I'm going to bang tonight just so this all stops.
Yeah, can you do that? Report back tomorrow.
I'm going to tell Laura. I said we got to knock one out for EB tonight.
I mean, you don't have the cats in the way now, so maybe
there's more room on the bed. That dog will ruin your sex life, though, of course.
So big. They got no room anyway.
Too big.
The dog takes up half the apartment.
Valdez and that dog. There's a room left for Laura?
Zip it.
She got a little sliver of slice of bed?
She's got to stand in the corner.
Sometimes the dog kicks me out on the sofa.
But by the way, last but not least, this is unbelievable to me, but I guess that another judge has thrown out the conviction for, remember, Adnan Syed from the Serial podcast, which really the best produced podcast I've ever heard. And I came to the conclusion, they have you going, but I came to the conclusion, I'm pretty sure this guy did it. But there was some doubt, I guess. Look at that.
Look at that.
That music, it was a really well-produced podcast. Then they botched it, and they did that guy that went AWOL. The Berg doll, and everyone was cared about that dumb thing. And I think is that whole series done now after they did that one and no one paid attention to it?
I think that's
ruined it.
Yeah. One of the worst programming decisions in history.
Worst ever. They could have come up with a nice mysterious case that nobody knew about that people would be intrigued by. Instead they went with something everybody already knew and was bored by. But he's gonna get a new trial.
But he's still in jail.
Still in jail, but he's gonna get a new trial. So
he looks guilty to me.
But I don't know but if you listen to the case, I mean, who else did it?
It sounds like he did it, but in a court of law, you could argue against it because there's
a lot of
I's weren't dotted and T's weren't crossed during the trial.
Or at least his buddy, they were admitting to at least they dug the hole, like the grave, the shallow grave.
I can't remember that.
I can't
far
remember
back.
Either. But
JP, was Homeland good?
Yes.
Was Walking Dead good?
Didn't watch it.
All right.
Your daughter watched Riverdale? My family, the girls, they binge watched that while we were in Virginia Beach.
Not aware of it.
But is that a Netflix?
She told me who her favorite actor was this weekend.
Huh?
She told me who her favorite actor was, and I just couldn't relate. I was like, what's he from? You know what? It's just different generation. I don't know. She watches Riverdale.
It was kind of intriguing. I have to say, it's based on the Archie comic. Have you watched it, dummy? It's more for chicks, though, right? It's not for guys. What are you watching?
Yeah, I mean, but it's an interesting storyline, and I can't help but like get involved in it.
Did you watch the first season?
I saw the whole first season on Netflix, and it's on the CW. They've released the second season now.
But I heard the second season not as good.
Yeah, I heard it was nubs, too. Mm.
The CW. I didn't know that was still in existence.
Yeah, it is.
Join us right now to give us the latest on the Washington Nationals, including some possible injury news. Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post. And I guess we should start there. Saw you tweeted out about the catcher situation. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, I mean, Pedro Severino's in Atlanta. He's going to meet them. Wieters is dealing with something. We haven't really heard what yet, but I get the sense it's like an oblique type thing. And they're going to figure out today whether he needs to go on the DL or not. They can bring up Severino and kind of keep him around if they need him. But I would bet they will need him, and we'll probably see Wieters down for a little bit here.
We have no idea what the injury is.
I have heard from people, you know, that it's an oblique-ish thing, and we saw him catch warm-up pitches yesterday and get in a squat, and, you know, the kind of thing that would indicate it's not arm or leg. so that makes sense, but I have not heard officially.
Gotcha.
So the Nats have gotten off to a great start, obviously. I don't know what to make of it. You're playing the Reds, whatever. But still, I mean, everybody's pitching great. I mean, just, lineup, everybody's contributing. The Adam Eaton thing's unbelievable. The one thing that I do find kind of annoying, Chelsea, and I don't think you're guilty of it, but I think some of the people that are covering this team, they can't wait to tweet every time Ryan Zimmerman does something wrong and all relate it back to the spring training he had, right? Oh, he just grounded a double play. You know, he didn't do spring training. Oh, he just hit the runner. Oh, you know, he didn't do spring training. I just feel like that's too easy.
Yeah, I mean, I actually haven't seen that a whole lot, but I'm sure, I don't know.
I've been looking for it, I guess.
But yeah, I mean, that's obviously unreasonable, but he's been fine. You know, I think he's been perfectly fine. I think, you know, it's just his kind of galling to have people freak out that he's not in the lineup Saturday, you know. So it's whatever. It's just a weird situation, but he's fine. He's very clearly fine from the way he's played. Mm-hmm. He almost looks a little better throwing, which is, you know, more important maybe than a double play here and there. So,
right.
I think he's fine, and that's sort of all that matters.
Right.
You know, the Eaton thing is incredible because, you know, he didn't play the entire spring like all these other guys did. He came in, I don't know, maybe halfway through or 75% in, and he just comes out and it's like he's not even missing a beat.
Yeah, to be honest, that worries me a lot. I think, you know, the fact that he's playing so well is going to make it hard to sit him. And I think he needs to sit. And, you know, I'll be interested to see if he's in there today. But, you know, he said he's always jogged a little weird and kind of moved around slowly. But he's moving around real slow.
I noticed that, Chelsea. I told the boys this morning. I noticed that. Yep.
Yeah, and he says that's normal, and he laughed it off. But, you know, why push? So
right.
I don't think it'll be the worst thing in the world if they get him out of there and maybe he's not hitting 800 in a week, you know, but it scares me more than, you know, as much as it impresses me because I'm paranoid and, you know, whatever, but it's great, obviously, and it's incredible, but you gotta hope Dave Martinez knows when to kind of push the brakes on that one.
But didn't he say that he kind of walks around slow at
home?
That's
what she said.
Yeah,
all that stuff. I mean, I think it'd be fine.
But it's not that he's walking slow. It's that you can tell he's favoring it a little bit. And I guess that's natural.
Yeah, he's still limping. He's still limping. And that's scary to me because that's just never what you want to see. But he feels fine, and he's been through enough, too, that he doesn't want to get hurt again. So I think that everyone probably knows what they're doing. But I'm paranoid, and it's obvious, you know, to me that he's not 100%. But, I mean, whatever he's doing at 80% or whatever works. So I can see why they want to stick with him.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just been incredible. Everyone just sort of chipping in. I mean, Brian Goodwin, I mean, Howie Kendrick, everybody getting a little piece of the action here. Have we learned anything from Dave Martinez so far in the three games that he's managed? Has he had it? There haven't been too many really tough spots for him yet, right?
No, you know, I think the thing that sort of sticks out to me is that he's not going to be afraid to change and tinker and, you know, rest guys. You know, that's one thing I think Dusty did well last year is he made sure that his good big guys were there at the end. And, you know, we saw it in spring training with Zimmerman, obviously. But I don't think Dave Martinez is going to be afraid to sit Zimmerman a couple times a week until June or July. You know, I just think he's – the thing he honed with the Cubs was like, hey, let's give guys our time now because we can plan for October. And I think that's something that works for a veteran team like this. And, you know, you could see a rookie manager wanting to just start off 10-0 and push everybody to the limit, but he seems very comfortable to take his time and let everybody, you know, ease into this.
Chelsea, when Peralta hit Goodwin yesterday in the ribs, Goodwin stared him down a little bit. Sammy Solis actually ended up hitting Vado, but that definitely wasn't on purpose because that loaded the bases. But did you talk to Goodwin? Did anybody on the team think that was an intentional pitch to hit him?
Nobody talked about it afterward. I mean, I can see maybe why Goodwin thought so after hitting a grand slam late, but there was just sort of no incentive to do that there. So,
right.
No, I don't think they were frustrated. You know, I don't know quite. Maybe Goodwin knows something we don't, but, yeah, nobody really read into that, and they were all kind of just eager to get out of Cincinnati and not start anything there.
So what should we be concerned about? I mean, you couldn't ask for a better start, right? Dream scenario. Your three aces, they all pitched great. And, you know, I guess Eaton lipping around. Is that about it so far?
You know, I hate to say it, but the bullpen scares me a lot. I think to have to go to Madsen, really, you know, he didn't pitch Saturday, but he warmed. You know, Kinsler warmed 2 out of 3 days and probably would have warmed yesterday, you know, if they hadn't said we got to stay away from him. and it's, you know, Sammy Solis has very clearly shown he can't go back-to-back, and he'd be sort of the fourth weapon there. So they're thin. I think they're thin until guys like Matt Grace and Trevor Gott show that, you know, they can be consistent, which they very well might. But I don't look at that and say, I mean, it's obviously infinitely better than last year at this time, but it's not October ready. And fortunately, they have 6 months to get it there, so it's not a huge concern. But it's better than last year, but it doesn't feel as solid as you'd like it. And they've given up a lot of runs over the last 2 days to a team that isn't going to score a lot of runs this year, I don't think.
Yeah, Solis wasn't very good yesterday.
Yeah, he just never looked right. He's always had trouble on day two, but I don't know, something, he was just all off yesterday, so I don't read too much into it, but it was a little scary.
I hate to ask the obligatory Daniel Murphy question, but, what, you know, they, FP pointed out that, like, some of these at-bats, he's kind of standing there, he's, like, taking, you know, pitches, but in the dugout there, you could kind of see him, like, leaning on his legs and kind of feeling it. Like, where are we with this?
I think he's improving. You know, the last week of spring training, he was swinging the cage and he's standing upright. And you guys know, like, from watching him, that's not how Daniel Murphy stands in the box at all. He's one of the kind of lowest crouched hitters in baseball. And so it was kind of weird to see him upright and in a clear sign that the legs weren't where he wanted them. As we've sort of gotten into the regular season here and he's taking BP on the field, he's starting to look a lot more like Murphy, starting to move a little bit more in the field. So I think he's just sort of going through the natural progression. And I think it feels like late April, early May is a reasonable target. It also feels like they're not going to rush him. And, you know, I think there's nothing to be worried about there in terms of a setback. It's just going to take a little bit, and they have time to give him.
Right. All right. Well, listen, right. I'm excited.
Have fun in Atlanta. So we got Tanner going tonight, and then we got AJ, and then we've got Max in the day game on Wednesday.
Right.
Right.
Yep. Definitely.
All right. And I think we'll be out of the park on Thursday, so I don't know. I know you get out there early. Maybe we'll see you out there.
Come join us on Thursday.
I will. I'll be there.
All right. Thank you, Chelsea. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. This is Chelsea James, everybody. She covers the Nats perfectly.
I like Chelsea. She's very nice.
Yeah, cool chick. I like her. She's good at what she does. And I am excited about the Nats. I'm telling you, of the three teams, even though we're on the cusp of the playoffs for two of them, I'm almost more excited about what this Nats team can do.
Well, the Wizards have to be at the bottom. They've lost five of their last seven. Now, I think I've said this all along. I could see them actually making a run to the Eastern Conference Finals just based on
matchups,
if it falls right for them and if John plays well, because I don't think the Raptors are invincible. And Boston's banged up. I know they're playing well. Boston without Kyrie in the playoffs, I think you have a good shot. And the Wizards have played both of those teams very well. So if you play those teams in the first round and you win, then all of a sudden in the second round you face the 4-5 winner. But I just try and stay away from Cleveland. Right now they play Cleveland in the first round.
It's hard to predict any success for them right now the way they're playing.
I know you said you're a LeBron MVP guy.
Yeah.
And I don't blame you. I would give it to James Harden. Just team's far better. And he's the best player on the best team. Mm-hmm. And he's putting up numbers, you know, scores more than LeBron. He's basically right there.
Why would you give it to him over Harden?
Because LeBron's the best player in the world.
Yeah, but if he's not having the best year.
You could argue he is having the best year.
The thing is, you can make an argument.
I mean, okay. You could. Just look at the numbers.
He had another triple-double last night.
Well, you're laughing, but I've looked at the numbers.
No, I'm laughing because this was a big thing last
week. We had a big argument last week.
A huge argument.
And I think they look favorable to Harden, to be honest. But
what I'd
besides
say is,
scoring, I mean, it's why would you favor Harden's numbers? He leads the league in scoring, but it's like a point and a half better than LeBron. And LeBron averages more boards. He's more triple doubles, but you know, he's the best player.
Mm-hmm. He's the best team has like 15 less wins.
Yeah.
Because his team's not as good.
See, that's where I disagree. But anyway,
he's crazy.
What I wanted to say is regardless
Houston definitely has a better
regardless
team.
Of whatever you say about
they got a freaking Hall of Famer at point guard, but go ahead.
Okay, Kevin Love's a Hall of Famer at power forward.
But he's not playing at a Hall of Fame level like CP3 is. And by the way, Love missed about 30 games.
See what you missed there?
Okay, but CP3 missed a bunch of games. Anyway,
Houston's a better team without James Harden.
That 100%. The Wizards do not want to face the Cleveland Cavaliers because LeBron and that team, they're starting to play a little bit better. Would you say they won 5 in a row?
No, Cleveland's won 3 in a row.
3 in a row.
Yeah. Boston's won 6 in a row.
Okay. Cleveland's won 3 in a row. They seem to be holding on to that 3 seed. So stay away from the 6. I'm cool with them being a 4, 5, 7, or 8. Just stay away from the 6.
Right. Well, the only option right now, well, they have two options, 7 or 8. Because they're not going to get to the 5 or the 4. 7 or 8.
And where are they today?
6. 6.
But they're only, Cleveland, they're only a game up on the 7 and 8 spot.
Right. But they're going to play Cleveland and lose to them, so that'll help.
And they play Houston next.
They play Houston and Cleveland next, both on the road.
Maybe they'll sit John some more,
right,
too.
So then they will have
lost. What do you want? Do you want them to play Boston, or do you want them to play?
If they lose their next two.
I think they match up reasonably okay with Boston, to be honest with you. Now, they could easily beat us, and they did last year. But I just feel like it's more doable.
Seems like they've matched up pretty well. I mean, I know LeBron has gone nuts against them a few times with the 50s, you know, 50-point games. But it seems like they've had some pretty decent success against Cleveland, too.
They have, but all that being said, even though I'm pro Harden, I think, for MVP, I wouldn't want to face LeBron.
And then with the Caps, I think, look, it looks like Groovy's going to be the goalie. When we had Tarik El-Bashir from NBC Sports Washington, he said that he was doing some numbers crunching. Here are the numbers. Groovy, since Thanksgiving, 15-4-2, a .940 save percentage, and a 1.84 goals against average, best in the league.
Right.
So there should be some optimism.
Well, you've been looking for a hot goalie for years.
They got the hottest guy since Turkey Day.
Yeah.
It's number one guy.
It's not even a consideration. He's the guy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.